Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution, really, if you think about it, right? I mean, if you're involved, if you're engaged, you're getting information, you're responding to information, then it's easy. If all you're doing is sitting in your little hole, coming up with your own idea why things are the way they are with no real proof, just feelings. That's the one that makes me nuts. My kids will tell you, it's always made me nuts. Nothing new. When somebody totally operates on feelings, it just drives me crazy. Because though your feelings might be true for you, they're not true for me and others. And because one person in 30 in the room is offended or upset by something or doesn't like the food being served, it doesn't mean we change it for the other 30. I mean, come on, think about it. So, we've become that whole thing. You know, we've been saying this for years, right? It's about me. It's me. It's about me. It's all about me. It's about me. That's what we've raised. We've raised a bunch of it's about me's. And that's wrong. Okay, for some of you, I don't know about you, I'm pretty excited about it. Beto O'Rourke is gone. I don't mean dead, I mean he's out of the race. We won't have to watch him getting dental work done. We won't have to watch him getting his hair cut. I don't know if he ever did this, but, you know, getting his toes done. I don't know. We probably went through everything with him. But don't you think he is the stereotypical, is exactly what we kind of talk about at times? I mean, are you trying to show us that you're the average person? You can't be. You're a multi-billionaire. There's no way you can be. No way that you can relate to that 90-some-odd percent you keep talking about. No way. You'll never understand what it's like just to get by. You'll never understand what it's like when a check bounces to you. You can't pay your rent or your heat or whatever you need to pay. You never understand it. And for you Democrats, I don't get it. You're so into the working person, and yet you salivate, you drool over these people like O'Rourke and those that have $1 billion. I don't understand you. Right? I mean, and again, he was just a showman. There was nothing about him that was presidential, congressional, none of that. Now, O'Rourke, he's played games with the media before. You know, at least he gets a little chuckle out of this one. He should get a little chuckle out of this one. He just dropped out of the race. I guess it was today. And he said his political writers into a tizzy because, you know, they love this guy, right? They all talked about what great promise he has. Young, don't count him out. Yeah, he's a little quirky, but guess what? But, you know, people, he was no Jack Kennedy. Whether you like Jack or not, young guy, a lot of charisma. Beto could make a decision to save his backside. No, seriously, think about it. President Trump makes fun of him flaring his arms and throwing them all over the place. And he thought he was cool, you know, would you shut down churches or you take the tax exemption away from churches that wouldn't perform same-sex marriage?
Yes.
Well, that's kind of close-minded one way, isn't it? Coming off a close loss in Texas, 2018 Senate race against Republican Senator Ted Cruz, which just freaked me out. That was weird. O'Rourke entered the presidential race. So let me see. I've lost this race. The people in Texas say they don't want me, but maybe the rest of the country will take me in. He thought he'd capitalize on his notoriety, right? It wasn't that kind of notoriety, Beto. Initially, polling numbers suggested he might really be in the mix. He might be able to compete for the nomination. He was polling at about 10% or more in some national polls not long after he announced. But then, the numbers start taking a nosedive pretty quick. You know, it's like being in a plane, you got a parachute on. It's dropping like a rock, and you're going, I can still pull this off. When do you jump out, right? He spent the last couple of months polling below 5%. He even tried to revive his campaign in August by just attacking the left to some issues. I mean, just attacking these things. Right? I mean, he'd never get close to his early polls again. Once he started tumbling into polls, then money stopped coming in. I mean, in 2018, he was raising money like crazy. He seemed capable of attracting the resources, run top-level presidential campaigns. But, you know, people forgot that a lot of his money came in from Hollywood. Well, now when you got Joe Biden, Warren, old Grumpy, you know, running for office, they're getting money from Hollywood, too. They're pulling from the same places. But everybody saw this money. Nobody stopped to think about where the money was coming from, whether it would dry up or not. In the early days, he raised $6.1 million in the first 24 hours of his campaign. I was like, whoa, he might be able to pull this off. Right? Only former Vice President Joe Biden could fundraise like him in the beginning. And then when Joe started going hot and heavy, well, Beto's money started to slow down. I mean, there's only so much money in the pot. I don't care what anybody says, no matter how many millionaires or billionaires are in the mix, there's only so much money to throw in at this. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. Now remember, guess who joins us after the break? Xander Gibb. We're going to talk about Brexit and so much money. This whole Brexit thing really kind of confuses me, but not really, because even though they have a parliament, they don't care about their people. They do not care what the people want. They care what they believe to be is the right thing for you. Don't miss any of your hope. You'll listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. It's Xander Gibb after the break. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or FLA OneShouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or FlashRouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Thanks so much for being with me. I mean that sincerely. I know there's about 3,000 other shows you could be listening to, you could be watching, you could be paying attention to, and not this one, but you've chosen this one. I joke that I think it shows how high your IQ is. That's my personal opinion. But I do appreciate the time you spend with us. So head over to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take a poll. Lots happening there, but let's bring him on because I know that he's actually the guy you tuned in for. It's not me. It's never about me. Danny Gibb joins us, as he does every week. Our favorites, or one of my favorites anyway. I don't know about you guys. It must be, because you always ask me if he's going to be on. Danny Gibb joins me, as he does every Friday. I always appreciate his time. And he is a cross the pond, as they say, in our first-hand look or our first-hand view of... What did you say? Was it breakfast? Are you having breakfast? You said something about breakfast.
Breakfast? No. Brexit.
I'm sorry.
All of the politicians here, though, they keep slipping up, and when they're talking, when they're doing a monologue, you know, they've rehearsed this monologue they've been paid to say by who knows, maybe George Soros. You know, they're saying breakfast by accident because it sounds very similar.
Yeah, it's,
so yes, let's talk about breakfast, Joe. I'll have a couple of slots.
We always do. Well, we always talk about food, but you guys have different food. I mean, what do you got? You got like a blood sausage, and what do you guys eat for breakfast over there?
Oh yeah, they call that black pudding here, and it's nice. It's kind of like blood sausage that we would call in America. So it's like animal blood with whatever else, and then they fry it up. It's pretty tasty, actually. It reminds me a little of haggis. Have you ever tried haggis?
No, I know what haggis is, but I'm not so sure I'd even try it. How's that?
Well, I thought that until I tried it, but it is very nice. If you like meat, it's you know, it's a very kind of meaty dish.
Uh-huh.
But we always get onto food, don't we, somehow?
Disgusting. Anyway. Yeah, now I'd say you're making me hungry, but I know what this stuff is. You ain't making me hungry, my friend. Sorry.
Yeah. These pretzels are making me thirsty.
Yeah. All right. So, you know, let's talk about Brexit. I mean, it's something we don't talk about that much. And now you're looking at this and you're saying, is it a yes? Is it a no? You guys are calling for new elections. I mean, I am thoroughly confused here.
Let's hope you're still doing the show in 20 years, Joe, because I think we'll still be talking about Brexit, or that's at least how it feels. Because despite the promises from Boris Johnson, A.K. Bojo, you know, what a shambolic excuse for democracy. You know, bringing around the age-old question of whose pocket are some of these politicians in. You know, and I intonated a George Soros because I think he's got a lot to do with it. And that's no joke, you know, from a comedian. That's what I think is true. And there's no sign of a general election because the leader of the opposition, Jeremy Corbyn, is too afraid of losing. Well, boo-hoo, Jezza. You know, the people have voted to leave. We haven't left. And in the interim, the EU is getting paid a king's ransom every single week for the privilege of having them control the UK, destroy their industries and their food, while our elected officials, you know, walk around whistling Achtung Baby as a trippy epitaph. And it's frightening because, you know, the Labour Party, which is the equivalent of the Democrats, are shipping in people from Europe to vote for them. And they want 16-year-olds to be able to vote. But, you know, all these millions of British citizens voted to leave Europe, and we're still there.
They don't care. You and I have talked about this a million times. They just don't care, right? I mean, seriously. I mean, their attitude, for all intents and purposes, it's you don't know what it takes. You people aren't smart enough to figure this out. You know, you we'll figure it out for you. We know you voted for it, but you really didn't know what you were voting for.
Right.
I mean, just nuts, right?
It is. But one thing that it highlights for me, Joe, is that the need for term limits, you know, both in the United States and here.
Yeah.
Because what is happening is these career politicians are getting richer and richer and fatter and fatter. And surely, should we not be allowed as the general public to know who's giving them money to do and say the things that they're doing? How often are their bank accounts checked? You know, I would not be surprised if some senior British politicians and senior American politicians, too, are being paid to do and say particular things.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. I wouldn't either at all, you know. And again, the biggest irritant here, for me anyhow, you know, the biggest irritant is the people are not being heard. The people's will is not being done. And whether you're a democracy or what have you, the people's will is supposed to be done, period.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Because these people have voted into these positions to actually express our opinions and our wills and et cetera, et cetera. But they're not doing that. I mean, I would even go so far as to say, annually, you know, I saw a meme the other day that said, I think Pelosi, Bernie, and Maxine Waters have been in office for a total of 76 years cumulatively, and they've only passed 6 bills. Why is the taxpayer money being wasted on these idiots? I mean, Nancy Pelosi, I mean, You know, she's even been kicked out of AA. She's such a drunk.
they can't match your budget. You know, I can tell you that.
No, no, sponsored by the gin industry, there clearly.
There you go. She, it's funny. Maxine Waters, you know, she's only done, I think, 3 bills she's done, okay? And,
yeah.
And one of, you ready for this one? One of the 3 bills was to rename a post office.
Yeah.
Let that one sink
in. Husband's bank. Wasn't the other one, the one or two of them were to change the rules to benefit her husband's bank. And the bank is only for black people. Let that settle with you. You know, the Democrats, the party of inclusion. You know, Maxine Waters is married to a guy that has a bank for rich black people.
Oh, God. You know, bless this. All right, so listen. Crap, we're going to run out of time on this one. But I want to hit this on the other side of the break. I really want to know where Boris, we don't quite get the whole thing and how it comes down there, right? So you got Boris Johnson and, you know, that poor guy, they're beating him up with a baseball bat, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
And you know, Farage came out today and said that his party's going to contest every seat across England, Scotland, and Wales. On December 12th, unless Mr. Johnson ditches his agreement and backs a no deal. So Johnson apparently gave in to a wimpy deal, right? I mean, it looks like. So
yeah.
Let's deal with that on the other side of the break, and always a pleasure. Don't go far, people. I don't know about you. If you're bored by this, you can always go grab an old show, but I don't know why you would be, because, again, this shows you one of the most powerful nations on the planet, and they don't care. Do not care what their people think. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Yeah, and you know, I got to tell you, when it comes to Xander and the time that he gives us, you know, give him some kudos, send him some love, find him on Facebook. We'll be back with him right after the break. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Thing.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Elizabeth Warren proposed a $20 trillion addition in federal spending over the next decade to provide health care to every American without raising taxes on the middle class.
a potentially risky effort that pits the goal of universal coverage against the skepticism of government-run health care. The details of Warren's Medicare for All plan aims to quell the criticism that the Massachusetts Democrat and presidential candidate has been extremely vague about how she would pay for her sweeping proposal. Her refusal to say until now whether she would impose new taxes on the middle class, as fellow progressive White House hopeful Bernie Sanders has said he would, had become unbearable and made her a target in recent presidential debates. However, her detailed proposal was quickly attacked by her moderate rivals, including former Vice President Joe Biden, whose campaign said it amounts to mathematical gymnastics. This is USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted, below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50. 800-630-2158 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Please answer the question.
We are back. So we'll see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, you know, chat rooms, texting, tweeting. We're on Facebook, we're on YouTube, you stream, all that stuff. And so head over, check us out. If you head over to the website, therealside.com, there is a listen live. There is a lot watch live button. You can also grab our apps. We have an Android app. We have an Apple app. And it's great because you can, no matter where you're at, you can get the show, you get past shows. You can listen live there as well. You can send an email during the show. There's a lot going on. But let's get back to it because I know you didn't come here to hear me ramble, right? All right, we're back at it again. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week. Always appreciate his time with me. And we're talking Brexit. Now, I don't have the English accent. He's got it down. He probably has them all down too, right? You got Welsh, Scottish, English. Yeah, I'm sure a few more in there.
Absolutely. Every accent you could name, I could do.
Yeah, right. Well, the bar accent, they all sound the same after three beers.
Yeah.
But they're kind of the same as it is here in this country. I mean, you've got the different accents in New England and down the south, and then as you head west. So that's kind of interesting. So, hey, let's get back to the Brexit. I mean, this is really, really becoming more and more and more convoluted. Boris Johnson, he's got a really bad, put a bad deal on the table. I can't understand why he went down the road he went down. Nigel Farage has said that today that he's going to contest every seat across England, Scotland, and Wales.
Yeah.
They're going for an election. I mean, didn't you guys just have an election?
No. It wasn't a general election. You know, like every 4 years in the United States, we have a national election. Every 4 years in the UK, they have what they call a general election. And this was just a local election. It's like kind of like the primaries, if you like.
Oh.
The equivalent of that. But, you know, I have to say, I totally agree with Nigel Farage and his stance. Because, you know, Boris's people said today, oh, no, we certainly won't be dropping that bill, and we certainly won't be running alongside anybody else because the Conservatives Democratic Party has it in hand. Well, clearly they don't have it in hand when they're talking about giving billions of pounds to the EU as a divorce settlement. I mean, I'm a conservative through and through, but right now Nigel Farage is looking more conservative than the Conservative Party in the UK. Seriously.
No, you're
and
right.
I'll vote for him if necessary. I will, Joe.
Yeah.
And in a general election, I would far, you know, it is country over party, and ultimately, if the Brexit Party is going to be able to get us out of Europe and get industry back on track and get the food industry back to where we kind of own it and they're not shipping it all in again, I will back them. I don't know what they've got over and above that, but at least that would be a good start.
God bless. You know, and again, you look at this stuff, and we don't quite understand how everything comes together. So it's right tough for us to kind of put it together in our minds. But do you think, based on the conversation you hear and what you're hearing going on, what you're feeling going on around there, is this a go? Will this actually go in December or what have you?
No. No, because the thing is that the left are in a position in the United Kingdom where they just block everything. You know, it's easy for people to hastily blame Boris Johnson, but ultimately, if he doesn't get the backup from the left, you know, it's like here, you know, like in the United States, you know, the if the House, you know, don't back something, it kind of doesn't go through. And this is what is happening. But the crux of the matter is the left have nothing to go with. They have no leadership. And also, they know they won't win an election right now, but they don't want to leave Europe. So they will be backed into a corner to either put a Brexit bill through. But I don't think it's good for the country to put any old bill through. It's better to leave now with no deal and then negotiate, because they need us more than we need them.
Yes, that's true. That is real true. You know, some people say, well, it's just so weird where somebody else is lording over them, if you want to say. You know, it's not that much different than our federal government, you know, lording over the states, if you would. And I'm not saying it's good, that the EU is good or what have you. I'm saying, you know, you've got to kind of lay it out so you understand it and you know how to speak to it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. But when you get to a point where it's not beneficial for the country anymore, then something has to change. And it's kind of a different setup with the federal government because it's all in-house. It's like all one country. But with the EU are actually not even in the UK. You know, they're in Europe. You know, they're ruling from afar. So, you know, even, you know, Nicola Sturgeon, the leader of the Scottish Parliament, said, you know, we want independence from the UK, but we want to leave, but we don't want to leave Europe because we want them to control us from afar. It's the biggest, you know, like we said before, they only have one manual, the liberals.
Yeah.
The left have one manual and they pass it around because they're trying the same tricks with Boris as they tried with the Donald. When the Donald first came into office and continued to do so. I mean, this impeachment stuff with Donald Trump is actually hilarious because they, I mean, let's break it down a little. If you have things you can prove that are impeachable offenses that Donald Trump has committed, let's talk. But it's like all pie in the sky. Let's impeach him. Oh, he's got, nasty hair. He sends nasty tweets. None of these are impeachable offenses. Give us something tangible, and we can talk.
They make them feel bad.
Tangible.
Yeah. But they make them feel bad.
Oh, the nasty Donald Trump, how dare he! But you know, when you think about it, if you look at the state of the United States now, and the whole period of the 8 years that the Obama misadministration was in charge, America is in a much better position fiscally, everything, you know, lowest black unemployment, unemployment, yeah, since, is it Eisenhower?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, it's since they've been tracking it, number one, number two, you're right about all of that. I mean, the numbers are in where, you know, the blacks, Hispanics, and women, you know, the numbers are so far down. It's pathetic. I don't know how they fight this. I don't know how they say it's wrong or bad, but it's wrong with these people.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. Exactly. And I think that ultimately, surely, All of the other stuff is peripheral as far as I'm concerned. If he's doing the job, and I think he is, because if he wasn't, we would be the first one to
I scream about stuff he does now. Are you crazy?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, but ultimately, he's not doing anything that makes us want to say we want him gone.
Right. Right.
And that's the difference, I think. And they wanted him gone from day one. And if it was impossible to impeach a president based upon how much you like or dislike them, let's face it, Obama would have been gone 5 minutes. Not that.
Well, this has set a really bad, in my mind, this has set a really bad precedent because you're going to get bad players in there again, whether it's Republican or Democrat side. We're going to spend, 3 years trying to oust a duly elected, president. And this is just going to go back and forth. It's never, ever, ever going to stop.
Right.
It's just amazing to me. And they don't, they're so rabidly hateful of this man that nothing you can say to them is going to change that. Absolutely nothing.
No.
Can you imagine that kind of hate? Have you felt hate for anybody like that in your life?
No, and I don't even hate Obama. I don't even hate the Democrats. I think the thing is, at the end of the day, they've been whipped up so much by the media,
right,
and the Democrats also, that I actually fear for his safety, Joe. I do. Yeah. Because the things they're accusing him of doing, he dropped a baby from the top of Trump Tower, and thank God someone caught it. The things that they're saying are so ridiculous, and not provable, because they're not true, but people are silly enough to actually take them on board.
Yeah.
You've seen these men on the street interviews where they're saying about, why is Donald Trump so bad? What has he done? Well, he's done this. There's not one tangible thing impeachable value.
Listen, I'm going through this right now, right? And I covered this Katie Hill thing, and you've got reporters that are writing, they're writing lies about what I said, okay? I got one in particular writing a big time lie. We're going to seek some legal counsel on this one. And, the bottom line with it is this. I'm guilty of doing something that they have no proof that I've done, okay? They think I gave out pictures, nude pictures of a congresswoman, okay? Because, you ready for this one? Because I knew the people that posted them. All right? So I must have given them to them. I must be part of it. So I'm guilty. Right? Here we have Joe Biden, who openly says that he did a quid pro quo and they're covering for him. Is that hypocrisy? Is that lying or what? We'll deal more with that on the other side of the break. Joe Biden, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far, people.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. You could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah,
but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back. One of my favorite songs. Come and see your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved in the conversation, get involved in the solution, get involved. Seriously, no joke. I mean, it's great to have Xander on, it's great to do the shows or what have you, but you got to get out there, get involved, get engaged. You know, I'm going through something right now that is, the left-wing media is coming after us big time, and it's filled with lies and misinformation. And this is where the left is great at continually pounding away at the false narrative. And the right, we look at it and sit back and go, well, that's not true. That'll never take. Well, guess what? It will take. Joe Mussini, your host. But you're not here for that. You're here for somebody else. We're back. We're back with one of your favorite people. Xander Gibbs joins us as he does pretty much every week, except when I screw it up. and to kick the weekend off, get things rolling, and talk about, well, not just all things Brexit, but everything going on in and around the political and social world. Janet, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
Your show started up again?
Yes, tonight to fabulous viewing figures. And, I kind of think Fox are going to be saying, hey, Xander, come back to the United States. And, you know, of course I'd say no. I mean,
we need you, man.
To work with
we
Fox.
Need you.
Yeah, the ratings are very low, Zan. You know, you come and do a show for us and bring up.
I think you should do Shepard. I think you should do Shepard Smith's old spot. That's what I think.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Seriously, I mean, they need somebody in there who has a. And the guy in there now is nice, but he's a field reporter and he's a good guy. But still, he very very obviously left leaning. Kind of has a little, that little tweak in his eye when he has to say something nice about Trump or skirt around an issue.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I mean, they did call, but I'm far too busy right now, and the money wasn't very good.
No, you know? I would imagine that.
And Shepard Smith's boyfriend would be jealous also, so I just thought, you know, we'll wait till the time is right, yep. You know.
I see, you got me, I totally lost concentration here. The bad part about the press, you know, like I said, we did a story about Representative Katie Hill and some of her escapades. I got a whole boatload of pictures that people sent me on her. Some of them, you know, it's funny because they say, well, you have naked pictures. Look at, if you take a picture of somebody in a bikini on the beach in California, there's more skin in that picture than there was in the pictures I had.
Right.
Okay. So don't take on this holier-than-thou attitude about what we had and what was bad and all this other stuff, because that's not true. But
was the goat naked? That's what I want to know.
I think he had a coat on in one picture. But, yeah, it's funny. So all these pictures out there, and they're telling me, you know, they're illegal. You used to go to the police. None of them were illegal. There's nothing illegal about them. Matter of fact, you know, you use the term sexual, you know, they have like a sexual connotation to them. Well, by today's terms, no, they weren't. They were kindergarten pictures, for God's sakes. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe she was just feeding that goat. You know, who knows?
They were being nice to it so they could lead it easily to the slaughter. I don't know. But I guess what I'm saying, I like this fake outrage, right? They're, when it came, we have text messages from her that say that she was verbally abusing her female partner, you know, and she's part of the Me Too movement. They'll let that slide. They let that go. They don't care about that. And me, it's just accusation with no proof.
But you didn't take the pictures, did you? You didn't take part in anything that went on. All you did was comment on it. Really.
No, not only that.
How dare you tell the truth, Joe? You know?
I wouldn't even post the nude pictures, semi-nude, I should say, pictures, because they had nothing to do with the story. And I knew they were going to use this to turn her into the victim and to take the emphasis away from what the real story was. And that's exactly what they've done.
But isn't that what the left do all the time? I'm more worried for the goat. Well, where's the goat now? And is the goat okay?
Well, let's just say that I'm sure there is a family that's full and happy. We'll just leave it at that, okay?
Yeah, having
thank you.
Wonderful curry for a week.
Oh, my God. Hey, listen, speaking of the left, just the weird stuff going on right now. Over at Syracuse College, they did a recent poll with the kids, and I got to call them kids on campus, and they said that the majority of the college students there wanted punishment. I mean, these people that are full of love, they want to punish a lot of people. For highly offensive costumes. So the New York campus correspondent there, Justine Brooks, she spoke to the students and, you know, was asking them, well, what do you think is offensive? What you know, all this other stuff. Check this one out. So she was showing the students pictures of people in several different types of Halloween costumes. One included a Native American, a woman in Japanese kimono, a man in a sombrero and a poncho, right? A rabbi, a nun, a man, you know, just all this. A man dressed in traditional Saudi garb, that kind of stuff. And the only one that they were okay with, without question, can you guess?
The nun?
Oh, I didn't give you this one. I apologize. Is a hillbilly. It was okay to dress as a hillbilly. Because they see them as subhuman anyway, right?
Yeah, but I don't get that. If all of the others are not acceptable, why is it okay to dress as a hillbilly? I mean, isn't that...
Come on. Because why? Because the hillbilly...
College students? Or what?
Yeah, these are college students, right. So the hillbilly is the... I love this one, too. Because, you know, they're Trump. They're usually Trump supporters. Because, you know, they're low IQ. They believe in the Bible. They have guns. You know, they're low IQ people.
And their favorite terminology is b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-
let me see. When I think the main reason why it's less offensive is because it's a white person, one student said. So, see, to your point that you've always said, it is okay to be racist towards white people. It is okay to put white people down, right?
Yeah, but some people don't believe that it's possible to be racist against a white person.
Yeah, and most students said the reason they were offended is because white people were filling those roles.
I mean, is Caucasian not a race now?
I don't know. I have no idea. You know what? It's interesting when you think of this stuff, right? It's interesting to think that when they go into the communities, when you go into the Mexican community, and I got a sombrero on and a poncho on, and I go, "Hey, are you offended by this?" Most of them say no. Almost all of them say no.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's kind of cool to see somebody dressed in your culture or mimicking your culture, right?
What's the first thing, if you go on holiday to Mexico, what's the first thing you bring back? Either a donkey, you know, straw donkey, or a sombrero. You know?
I don't know. This stuff just boggles my mind because I say, look, they are not, you know, it's one thing, and if you're in blackface in today's environment, right? And again, they gave a walk to Justin Trudeau. And he was in blackface not once, not twice, but three times.
But he's a liberal, Joe. Don't be discriminated against liberals. Liberals are allowed to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. And they
get that, though, really. You get that Trudeau was okay to do that, but anybody else that did blackface would never be on TV again. You know, if as a broadcaster, you or I went to a party that was covered by the media and we went in blackface, we would be hounded for it. They would want our heads on platters.
Oh, yeah. They would send my picture to CNN, MSNBC, yeah. ABC, DEFG. There'd be no question about it.
But what if you went to an event dressed as a goat? What would happen then?
I think they'd be okay with that. you're scaring me, man. You're stuck in that goat thing. I don't even know what to do with that. But, anyway.
But Katie just moving swiftly on.
Yes, quickly. Hey, listen, we only have a couple of minutes left. Your show is back up and on. Talk to me.
It is. Yes. Friday, 3 Pacific, 5 Central, 6 Eastern, and 11 in the UK. And, of course, you can catch me every Friday night here on The Real Side, 7 Pacific, 9 Central, 10 on the East Coast. So be sure to check it out. And check out my vlog on YouTube. Very interesting, very funny.
Vlog. Oh, I like that.
No, vlog with a V.
What is
video
that?
Video vlog.
I got that part, but, you know, we have blogs, we have vlogs. I mean, what do we have?
Yeah.
What do we have next? I don't know. This terminology is making me crazy. Anyhow.
Yeah, it's a video vlog, so that's why they call it. I mean, maybe if I do it in a written form, it'll be a vlog.
Yeah.
You know, let's see.
Yeah, anyway, listen. I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Yeah, you got to have a great, because I'm getting hungry now. You know, I was thinking about food in the beginning, but I really wasn't thinking heavily about food. But the more we've gone on and I've looked up, you know, these college kids, they always have to walk around with a sandwich or pizza or something. It's disgusting.
Why don't you have a nice bacon sandwich in memory of Al Bagani?
There you go. There you go. All right. Hey, Xander, always a pleasure. Thanks for being with me. Appreciate
your
time so much.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
Yep. You know, and again, Xander's across the pond, so he's going to deal with all that Brexit stuff, going to be all that crazy stuff over there, and I appreciate the time he spends with us every single week here on the show. All right, coming up the next hour, I mean, we're just going to do a whole bunch of the hot Twitter stories that are running out there, including the one CNN reporter is upset that, you know, California firefighters, some of the ones fighting the big blazes, they're prisoners. Shouldn't be doing that. Anyway, join us here, your host. We'll be back in just a little bit.